Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
And hello to everybody out there. We hope that you're enjoying these few days of calm.
Who's calm? Who's calm?
Well, the energies have been fairly calm.
Okay.
So tonight's show, When the Rubber Meets the Road, of course, I apologize to everyone. When I write these things, I don't know what it is. I cannot spell. I am just not in my body. Get out your tools, processing, programming, and magic. So we've got some changes and challenges coming up, and also tons of amazing miracles and manifestations. So we've got it all coming at us. And I just feel this huge wall coming at us. I'm just like, oh, Lord. Anyway, show dedication to the continued support for the Gulf and all oceans affected by it, all life forms affected by the spell, and to solutions coming from the dreamers. Let's dream the dreamers awake like Kevin Costner and others. I know Kevin came with some amazing machines that, you know, again, these solutions coming out of the blue, I love.
What are his machines? I don't know about that.
I don't know what his machines do, to be honest with you, Veronica. I have so much information coming at me. Of course, you know, you do. And I can't, because I'm so out of body all the time, I really can't sort it all. I'm back and forth between worlds all the time, and I'm like, huh? You know, first thing in the morning, I'm sharp as a tack, though.
Well, I suppose being multidimensional wouldn't be sharp, would it?
No, but in the morning, I'm sharp. You know, doesn't last long, but it's wonderful while it's there.
So I'm interested in what Kevin Costner's doing. I guess he's maybe he's an inventor, hey?
He spent a lot of his own money on these machines to clean water, and I don't remember. I do remember reading it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't remember how they do it.
Mm.
But I do know that.
We could probably Google it, though, eh?
I'm sure you could.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I think it's very, very exciting. You know, he's a good soul, and you know there are others out there. Out of these catastrophes, these little challenges that we're going to face, and this, of course, is not a small one. I think are going to be born some amazing ideas, inventions, solutions. But we really need to hold on. Who was it, Dwaj Gul, that said? Detached compassion.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was brilliant, and that was one of my clients shared that with me, and I thought, you know, I love that. That's absolutely brilliant. So I'm going to share a couple of excerpts from a piece that Lauren Gorgo sent out. I did not send it out. It just came out. And, you know, it's a very long piece. I absolutely hee-hawed my way all the way through it. She is very funny. So this is Think With Your Heart. So for those of you that get it, or, you know, if you want to go on to thinkwithyourheart.com, it's posted there. It will go out next week. She starts out with, I don't have many words for the month of May other than say up yours. I just love that. They say we're walking on new ground. I'm just giving you little excerpts here. But they want to know if we feel it, if we feel the difference in our mental and emotional stability, if we can suddenly feel a greater distance between peaceful centeredness and the lower dimensions of chaos and fear. Then she goes on, again, little excerpts. I know for myself the lower thought forms that used to torment and chase me around up until this past Monday are suddenly faded out and seem very far away. Another one, general sense of calm, especially in comparison to May, but also feeling like everything is finally in place with a sudden side dish of focused productivity. And I can feel in you, you're just busy as ever right now. I can feel it in your energy field. Last month catapulted us into a new world, a new reality, a new level of being, and a new framework by which to operate. This month, many of us will climb out of the hole and get our feet firmly planted on new ground. We may look at our familiar surroundings, but with feelings of unfamiliarity. Surely we entered the rabbit hole in the same location we are exiting, but nothing is or ever will be the same. And boy, I couldn't agree more. And I don't know, have you noticed how everything is brighter?
Yes, I was thinking of that today, actually, yes.
Yes, colors are brighter. The trees, the birds' songs are more intense, more beautiful. Everything feels different. And I'm working on some of my own creations, and one of which, you know, I employ understanding very, very clearly that I have to be and manifest myself as being very happy and excited as though I had the things I'm working on. And so, but which is, it's been easy to do in this energy. It's really been really simple. Surprises and new beginnings around every corner. Lots of surprises, you know, in talking with different people. Dear friend, we were doing a session yesterday, and her brother is a paraplegic only over the last couple of years, not for, you know, a large number of years. And he had actually booked an Alaskan cruise, and she was so excited that he was finally going to get out of the house, and it was so lovely, and today he had a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, Lord.
And so he's in the hospital now. We've been texting back and forth, and they already have determined that he's got brain damage, and my sensing is that he will try to leave, which, you know, he's just kind of waiting for everybody to arrive. You know, has decided to do it a different way. And, you know, it's so difficult for so many people, but I do feel these changes coming in, either things like that out of the blue, which ultimately, you know, you can honestly say are for his highest good, if that's his choice. And for those that love him, who it's been so painful for to see him as a paraplegic. But lots of other changes coming into people's lives. And I, you know, I also see this where the signs are getting really big, you know. You know, it's like in the cartoons where they have the, you know, the wooden sign that says this way.
Yes.
Well, I think we're getting a lot of those right now.
Oh, darn, you blew it, that one.
Portals of potential. I love that expression.
I do too. That's great.
Portals of potential. And I just think that's absolutely right on. And I feel it. Don't you feel it, Veronica?
I do, actually, yes. I feel a shimmering that goes on.
Oh. It's, you know, I don't want to get too comfy cozy in this energy because I know it's coming astrologically, but, you know.
Do we want to know what's coming?
Oh, no, I'm not going to go there tonight. No. a visible split between realities on a personal and collective level. That's one of her statements in there, and I think that kind of says it all. You know, we have talked about this stuff, you know, ad nauseum, but we're in it now. I mean, this is it. And, you know, this is really it. And I've been finding myself pondering when I walk in the morning. You know, I do 2 miles, so I have some time. Paradoxes on the planet. And there are so many of them, you know. And Lazarus's words always come back to me, which were, in working with paradox, you know, it's the energy in between, because our planet is, as he says, rift with paradox, and it is. And it's not this or that, it's this, that. And it boggles the mind, but it also, the more we play with it, again, the more we start opening up new neural pathways in the brain and, you know, kind of tweaking our DNA. Everything is moving, and we're, you know, I feel like when we come out the end of this 3 months that everything in so many levels is going to change, ourselves included. And, you know, I think there are going to be a lot of things that fall away from us that, you know, don't fit anymore.
When's the 3 months over? Set my clock.
June, July, August, end of August.
Okay.
On a sexual spiritual level, you should feel like there is nothing left to uncover, that all options have been exhausted and no stone has been left unturned. You would have faced every fear, I love this, at least 14,000 times, left behind all of your beliefs, which he spells B-E-L-I-E-F-S, and delusions, become completely simplified and transparent. Healed all relationships, especially with yourself, and feel so burned out that nothing can really faze you anymore. Oh, this is such good stuff. You know, I love to write my own stuff, but sometimes, you know, Lauren can really go there. We're kicking so much debris in the lower three chakras, and I think this is really interesting for everybody listening. The physical-based chakras, that it can be confusing, disconcerting, and frightening at times, which is partly the point, since we are releasing lots of fear-based realities of survival and thwarted expressions of creation. Now, she did go into a lot of bladder infections, kidney problems, you know, lower back pain, you name it. Heaviness in the legs, feeling like your legs are really heavy and draggy, and you know, I'm the queen of second chakra stuff, but I think a lot of it is because there's so much stuff we do with lineage and so on. And, I think I'm going to put a sign on my website that says white people only. I mean vanilla white. It's a joke. Because I work with people from so many different nationalities, which is exactly what the team wants. And I love it. I absolutely love it. But because we're clearing lineage on a really big scale right now, that I feel like I get immersed into these different nationalities as we're, you know, really plowing, you know, as they've explained about, you know, how every session goes through the archetypes. You know, we're trying to accelerate clearing on major, major levels. And, you know, every time I think I have a grip on these sessions, I just think, oh, Lord, they can't get any, you know, my little brain is just like,
That's funny.
It is funny. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, break. I mean, I absolutely love it. There is no question about it, but it's really interesting. Many of us have been living in a state of constant healing crisis since 2001, and yet each time we go through one, it's so easy to be convinced that we're actually getting sicker when really we're healing. It's such a mind game. To me, there's not much difference between healing and sickness, since they both suck.
That's funny.
So it's a constant struggle to determine which way I'm headed. To eliminate this confusion, I just chalk everything up to healing and get out of my way. This has saved me dozens of times. The most intense symptoms the last 6 weeks, oh, here it is, have been pouring out of the first and second chakras as we physically bolt ourselves into the new earth. This means we're still clearing our intestines, urogenital systems, can be quite uncomfortable, bloating, urgency, frequent elimination, lower back pain, lower abdominal cramping, menstrual irregularities, yeast flare-ups, kidney sores, leg pain and numbness, feet pain and numbness, feeling heavy from the waist down. And her final statement was, you warriors have some hardcore staying power.
That's great.
I just thought, you know, this is just, I mean, I think it was, probably 7 pages or so, maybe 8. So it's very lengthy, but brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So if you get a chance or if you want to wait till next week, you'll get it. But again, thinkwithyourheart.com for the latest newsletter. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful reading. So I feel like we're walking through a 3-month tunnel, and that's how it feels to me, this really amazing tunnel. And that's what the team's been showing me. And out on the other side, that we will see the world differently than ever before, but the road through will require some work. So I want to say here, Lazarus's tapes are great for this, and this is where we really, really, really need to get our tools out, guys, because this is not a fear-based statement. This is when we're entering chaos, out of chaos comes creation, and this is the time for whatever you're wanting to create to really get in there and do your processing and your programming. A couple of Lazarus tapes on this. It's Lazarus, LazarisIS.com. Is New Dynamics of Processing and Programming. And the other one is, well, I didn't get it on here. Oh, Programming What You Want. If you search magic when you're in there, there are about 13 different tapes on working with your magic. And I would just say order what you resonate to. You'll be drawn. It really, trust your higher self will get you the right ones. Also, you can do the meditations in the archive, about changing beliefs. Because this is a time also where our old beliefs, you know, as much work as we've all done, we still have some of those old beliefs that are just so anchored in. Would you agree, Veronica?
Oh, yes.
All the why nots, all the things about money, time, location, I have to work, how can I do this or that? You know, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too thin, I'm too fat. You know,
but I just keep thinking back on what you read about Lauren saying about bloating, for example.
Yeah.
There's so much about the second chakra that we're working and that holds those old beliefs, which you well know. And people keep saying, I have this belly. I look like I'm pregnant. I'm losing weight, but I look like I'm pregnant. And I keep going, wow, that's that belief stuff, isn't it? That's like pulling out old structures, is it not?
Yes, and you know, and I want to say here, because I know the team's going to do a meditation with everybody. When I went to the chiropractor who does body talk and a lot of other things, and they hit that belief that was sitting in my damn solar plexus, my gallbladder, my anger that had to do with something on the eighth dimension, okay, our bodies right now, and, you know, some of the things we can get in touch with, this is where we really need to work with our guides, whether you know who they are or not, call in the team, you know, call in God, Goddess, all it is, your higher self, your soul. You know, if there are other teachers that you really resonate to, call them in. You know, when you put out the call, they do come. And for assistance in clearing these things on other levels and dimensions, because, you know, this is where, even as a species, we really underestimate what we're doing here and how big it is.
And we're in a big jungle gym.
Well, because also we carry the DNA of so many different races, you know, and the whole idea of, you know, with all lifetimes happening simultaneously, okay, we're really this huge composite of many beings, and as we heal here, that healing reverberates out through all those other experiences. And so I think sometimes that second chakra stuff, Veronica, can also be from other experiences.
You bet.
On other levels and dimensions. And also, I think as healers, that, you know, that second chakra tends to really flare for us all as well, because we're helping other people.
We're in the collective now.
Yeah, well, you know, I think big work's happening right now. Big mm-hmm. work. It's cute that you felt pregnant. You know, you little skinny thing. I mean, I can't even imagine that.
So it's funny when you have like three or four people calling with the same problem. You know how that happens anyway.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
But the little belly thing has been really going on. I'm kind of chuckling, going, hmm.
Well, I'm seeing what she had said about the lower three chakras. I'm seeing a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And not in everybody, but there are people who do carry those manifestations. And, you know, I, like you, you're having the bloating in the second chakra. I just have the, you know, I'm having the irritation and really weird things with...
The bladder stuff?
Yeah, but not, you know, I'm having really weird stuff with bladder, you know, even control. You know, I just had surgery on everything, so everything should be working just fine.
Right.
But I find my body fluids are just changing dramatically. It's like I can't even figure it out. I just figure, okay, like Lauren, I'm just clearing. I'm healing. I'm cleansing. And just let it go as that. Because if I try to figure it out, I'll lose my mind, you know. And
well, I thought we were aiming to lose our minds in a way.
Well, yes, we are. But I mean, the other port that just tries to get me through the day.
Yeah.
Also, being really conscious right now that we can't just skate through this. So, really examining our beliefs. You know, working with processing and programming, working with our magic. You know, we work with somebody, and you know them as well, and they have created unbelievable magic. Now, you know, is this a better than thing? No. This is somebody who is so diligent every morning. She's in processing, programming, doing meditations, clearing out beliefs every single morning of her life. But her life reflects it, and working with her magic, her life reflects it. And I mean huge manifestations. Huge, okay? And, you know, not only are they on the material plane, but they're also on the emotional plane, you know, so I, you know, in healing relationships and it coming into a dream life, you know, so I really, you know, I honor, even though she's only 2 weeks away from her wedding, she's in there processing and programming every morning, every single morning.
Hmm.
Now, if it were me, if I was 2 weeks away from my wedding, I'd be, screw that. I'm going to play.
Got to get my hair done properly.
Yeah, right, exactly. And she's, you know, decorating two homes and, you know, planning the trip, the honeymoon, the this, the that. And I'm thinking, you know, bless her. That's all I can say, because she is my idol in that respect, because she is so diligent about her work. And it pays off. Guys, it really does pay off. So, I have to laugh about funny stuff. Things coming out of the blue. lots of things are going to be coming out also from other dimensions. And, you know, the whole parallel universe thing, I've had a lot of comments from people about that. And a lot of people, you know, did go ahead and either watch it on television or order the DVD. And I know it's been challenging for some people. But, you know, if you go back to the movie The Secret, they allude to it. They don't actually go into it. But even Abraham, when Abraham speaks on that movie, all right, that really all you're doing is aligning with that reality. It doesn't talk about parallel dimensions. But that's what she's really referring, or they're really referring to, is that when you want to create something, you set a resonance, you align with that reality, and then pull it in. That's what you're really doing with the reality you want to create, because it exists out there. You're not creating something that doesn't exist. All you're doing is really aligning with it, which means you're aligning your thoughts and feelings, beliefs, attitudes, choices, decisions, expectations, and emotions. And emotions, you know, that's the magic. That's that's the magic potion. Oh, God, please remember not to compare yourself to other people. Oh, please. Because everybody has a different piece, a different path. And one person's magic could be another person's nightmare. All right? People on Earth tend to assume that if you have lots of money, you've got everything. No. You just have a whole new set of problems.
Different emphasis.
Huh?
Different emphasis.
A totally different emphasis. But, you know, lots of people, if they were thrust into a situation, let's say they met a man who was a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever, they would be threatened by the fact that they don't fit in, that they're not enough. In other words, it's not as simple as it seems, and we've spent so much time in fantasy versus what we truly want to create, you know, and I think that that's, it's a really interesting, I remember I met somebody, I remember who the hell it was. Oh, I do. And I remember saying, nope, too rich. Nope, that'd never work. And wouldn't you know, this is where I have learned not to complain. And everything they had was confiscated. I mean, I watched them lose it all within a matter of months. So I have learned not to ever say that again. You know, shame on me. Somebody should spank me. You're welcome to do it next time you see me, Veronica.
Okay. Oh, what a delight that would be, yes.
I know.
But it is interesting because people are in such rapid states of loss these days as well. You know, you can't really tell what anybody's got or holding on to or what's changing or anything.
Across the board, I mean, the last I checked, and this is with, you know, different people that I know that have huge positions in the world, not just in this country, but in other countries and other parts of the world, all of their friends, the consensus seems to be across the board 30% loss of assets and wealth, general wealth in the world. And when I'm saying wealth, I'm talking about real wealth, not just rich. I'm talking about general wealth. So, now, I'm not talking about some of the controlling parties and stuff, but I'm talking about, in general, the people, and this is a lot of people who have been in industries, you know, that from their family, you know, their family was there and they were there, and one of my clients is the largest logger, I thought, just in Africa. They're in the world, and they supply almost all the lumber you build in this company, you buy in this country. And Lowe's, you know, Home Depot, blah, 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 blah. I mean, they're huge. And it's just, it's amazing to me to see what's going on out there. And we're going to see some really big changes in these next couple of months, and I think it's real important to remember. This is what the reason, you know, and the team was really on me about this, about the processing and programming. Not to be in fear. This is not our job. We can walk through this unscathed. Okay?
It's staying centered in times of great change, too, isn't it?
Absolutely, Veronica. It is staying centered. Mm-hmm. And it is recognizing what we came here to do, which is to hold the energy through these changes. That we are not small. And this is the biggest problem we have is we continue to think small. Instead of recognizing this is what we came here to do, to hold the energy, and to not be afraid that something terrible is going to happen to us, but to use this energy of chaos, all right, to create the manifestations that we truly want. I mean, because out of chaos comes manifestation if you know how to work with it.
I just have to tell you, as you said that, to use the energy of chaos, somebody came kayaking right across in front of our window, pushing as hard as he could into the ocean.
I love it.
I thought, she set that up, didn't she?
Well, it's true. I mean, we can really utilize and use this energy for very positive things. And, you know, I think a lot of people... if there's residual of core issues definitely coming up, I'm seeing people being pushed, not gently either, of, okay, this is no longer acceptable. You must move forward. You have to set your boundaries. You have to do this. You have to do that. And, I mean, it's like this giant hand just shoving their lives through. It's amazing to me.
You have to kind of surrender to it and let go, don't you?
That is the big key right there, is letting go of control. And... we've been such a survival-based race, you know, and I was thinking about this the other day as I looked at my daughter, and with my own life experience, survival has been a very big issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
The very basic need for survival since I was a little tiny girl, you know, is how do I survive? How do I survive in all these different homes and all these different situations? And I looked at, and as I'm walking in the morning, and I thought, my God, I imprinted my daughter with that survival. Now, the positive side of that is that she's very, very powerful. And if anybody can, she can move stuff around, she can do it. But, you know, I don't want her to stay in survival. But she also has this wonderful quality, which is, and I, you know, you can knock her down, but you can't keep her down. You know, she'll come back up with, you know, some really big idea. So,
she probably got that from her mom.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did, which is very exciting. You know, definitely not a quitter. Takes a lot to take her down. Okay. I know the team wants to work with everybody tonight. So... I'm going to get out of the way.
Bye, Jackie.
Bye. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Hello.
All right. Well, you're in the midst of a very exciting time right now. And we would encourage you to stay excited about it and to stay out of fear, whatever you do. This is not a time to be going into the fear energy, the contracting energies, because these wonderful manifestations that you've all been waiting for, the moment you go into fear, you contract, and that manifestation will shoot right by you. Now, you're wanting to align, right? Align with these things that you've been desiring. Some of you for decades. Some of you an entire lifetime. Now, Veronica, you do a very good job of this.
Oh, good.
Your alignments are wonderful.
Thank you.
And you're also diligent. You work very hard, don't you?
I sure do, actually. We try and stay on top of it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You pay attention. And you have clear intention.
Yes,
all right?
Most of the time. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very big tools. Intention and attention. Very important.
In times of chaos, they get scrambled sometimes, don't they?
Well, only because there's so much coming at you. And for someone like yourself, Veronica, where you tend to tune in multidimensionally, it can feel like the energy is somewhat scrambled.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So it's for those of you who work in or who are more open, it can feel a little confusing, like things are just popping at you everywhere. Now, they always are. It's just that now you're feeling it, all right? Again, staying calm, trying to stay as centered as possible, staying in your joy, staying in positive expectation, working with your tools, and all of your why nots. Now, those are the biggies, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All of the why nots. Now, many of you listening to this program have done wonderful work at working with what? All of the objections, all of the things that can trip you up. And some of them are going to raise their ugly heads again, especially over this couple of months. Some of you may think, oh, is this a test? Well, it's only you testing yourself.
Isn't it the time where we're being challenged to let go of what we thought was security and let the new one return?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's pretty easy to get defensive, isn't it, when it's about that?
Well, in order to walk through this, in order to stay in the now moment, all that you've believed was security, all right,
mm-hmm.
really may not be security at all. And you have to be willing to allow for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of you have already faced those challenges in other ways. Some of you fear those, all right? But they don't have to dominate your life. Letting go, trusting, staying in the now moment, being a positive receiver, very important here. So what we'd like to do is to take you all into a brief meditation. And sometimes for some of you, it's the best way for you to kind of integrate so that you can feel what's going on. So we're going to ask you now just to gently let go, closing your eyes, and shutting down as much of the mental chatter as you possibly can. Because if you can do that, you can allow so much more in. And allowing the relaxation now to wash over your body. Feet and ankles, calves and knees, thighs and hips and trunk of body, front and back, arms and shoulders, neck and jaw, chin and mouth, nose and eyes, and top and back of head. Now just relax. And find yourself now standing inside of a huge golden tunnel. Oh, the energy is moving about and around so beautifully. It's lovely in here. Temperature's just perfect. Very big tunnel. And ahead of you, you can see various things barely because there's kind of a mist, golden mist everywhere. And we want you to start walking down the tunnel now. And become aware very quickly here that you're not alone. Go ahead and stop now and turn around. Oh, you may see higher self and soul. You may not understand what they look like, but sense that they're there. For some of you are senses instead of fears. Your guides, perhaps angels. Perhaps some of us are with you. Perhaps teachers that you work with that you have great love for. But you have an entourage. And they're excited to be with you. Now, knowing that you're not alone, that you have support, continue your journey through this tunnel. And as you do, you're going to come upon symbols of blockages, of things that potentially could hold you back. Perhaps things from childhood. Symbols, perhaps a game or a doll or a bike. Perhaps a broken toy that someone ruined, your favorite toy. You still haven't forgiven them. Now, as you gather them up, all right, hand them to all of those that are with you. They're happy to carry them for you. Happy to carry them for you, all right? As you walk forward, you may encounter people here, all right, stepping out of the mist. Oh, my God, there's my ex-husband. Or that girl who was so mean to me in school. The one that got the job as the cheerleader that I wanted. Or that stole my boyfriend or girlfriend. Perhaps a terrible teacher that had a very negative influence. Perhaps a parent, a sister, or a brother. Now, you can't pick them up and hand them to those that are with you, but ask them to join. All right? One of those that are with will take them by the hand, pulling them along. Continue your walk. Perhaps someone that you lost, who died, or abandoned you. Perhaps not even physically, perhaps emotionally. Or betrayed you. Keep walking. You may be shocked to see what shows up. Perhaps an animal that you lost, that without realizing it, you still grieve. Perhaps something that you did to someone else. Oh, damn, there's that person that I hurt so deeply. I really never wanted to see them again, and there they are. As they join behind you now. things perhaps that you've attached shame to. You may even find things symbolically that surprise you, something from Atlantis or the planet Maldek. You don't even know what that is, perhaps. You may find some odd things, relics that you don't necessarily understand. They may be from past lifetimes. There are plenty there behind you to help you. Don't get overwhelmed, people. You're going to have lots of help here. You don't have to do this alone. You were never alone. Ever. You've always been loved. You've always had help. So many of you thought that you had to do it all alone, that God abandoned you on this terrible, God-forsaken planet. But you've never, ever been alone. Keep gathering. You may be shocked at some of the things you see. Things you thought that you had worked through and healed. People you're still trying to prove to. That you're greater than they thought. That might surprise you. Those naysayers that you've encountered in your life that didn't think you'd make it or thought your dreams were too big. They may be there as well. Perhaps mom and dad. Perhaps they thought you dreamed too big. Sisters, brothers, you may feel the energy swirling around you now. A little more difficult to move through as you feel yourself entering the chaos. But feel the cleansing effect of the chaos, of the swirling golden light as it washes across you and whoosh, whoosh. Feel it cleansing you. Perhaps an abortion. Or a child that died. Perhaps a failed love that broke your heart. A missed opportunity, a chance at freedom or stardom or success. Feel the energies now slowing down as they rush around you, but slower, more gentle. And you see ahead of you the end of the tunnel. and standing there, your future self, waiting for you. Notice how radiant they are. They may even look younger than you, thinner, or whatever, but beautiful. As their arms are outstretched, waiting for you. And as you reach them, embrace them as they embrace you. As they brush away your hair, touch your face. As they tell you not to worry now. That they will work with you as well. Pulling you back through this tunnel over these next few months. Tell them now what your dreams are. What is it that you want to create? Perhaps a job or the book you've been waiting to write. Perhaps a return to health. Safety and security. Now remember, people, don't just ask for money, because you see, that's not safety and security as much as you think it is. You can ask for freedom, safety, but not $10,000. That's not the answer, all right? But share your dreams with them. Perhaps it's a love that you want. For many of you, driven to know that there is out there somewhere a mate that you've been called for many years of your life to meet, to bond with. Perhaps it's more freedom. Many of you want to travel to sacred sites. That's a very important thing for you. Whatever it may be. Whatever. And now, as your guides, bring to your future self all of these things that need to be healed. The people, the objects, remember what they are, all right? Remember what they are. These are the things that you need to work on. The processing, the programming. These are the things. Changing of beliefs. You see, nothing is solid, people. You can change the past. You can go into meditations and rewrite them. Go back and save your child, your adolescent, your young adult, your 20, 30, 40-year-old, whichever. Be there for them, assist them through their hurts, their losses, and re-script it even. And we will work with you as well. tonight we ask. Tonight we ask that you call us in, please. And that thing that you want to create, the main thing, even 3 or 4 or 5, we will be happy to work with you in the dream state tonight. Know that we love you all. Go quietly into your night, people. Quietly into your night. We're not going to bring you out fully because we think it's best for you to stay in. You may want to spend more time with your future self or with these people that you still have unresolved issues. So we're going to leave you there. And we'll bring you out during the dream time. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. And to you, Veronica, as well.
Thank you. Much love to you.
Good night, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste. Blessings, everyone. Good night.